We have had some big guests on the show this morning. We spoke to Guy Sebastian just after 6 o'clock. We spoke to Conrad Sewell after 7. And now the biggest one basically in the country. Dylan, are you ready to go?
Yes.
The federal election happening this week, and make sure your vote counts as well at all of the polling booths around South Australia. Joining Dylan and Hayley right now, the Prime Minister of Australia, Mr. Scott Morrison.
Good morning, Mr. Morrison. How are you going?
Well, it's great to be here at Adelaide.
Oh, that's good to hear. Thank you very much for your time. We know you're a very busy man, but first I'd like to start with something a little bit perhaps personal, if I may. Is it true it was your birthday yesterday?
Yes, it was.
Happy birthday, Mr. Morrison.
Thanks very much, and thanks to... I had many well wishes for my birthday yesterday.
That's
but I have to celebrate it after the election, I think. We're a bit busy this week.
Oh, you do. Oh, you're very busy, of course. You must put those things to the side. But is it weird? Wasn't it Mr. Shorten's birthday the day before?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. And we went one day apart, both Tauruses.
Both Tauruses locking horns.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. All right, some serious questions, please, Mr. Morrison. A lot of people are talking about the fact that in South Australia, people are feeling like we're getting the political cold shoulder a little bit, being left out a little bit. What is your party planning on doing for South Australians, all of our listeners listening right now, Mr. Morrison?
Well, we've been delivering significantly when it comes to the defence industries and all the jobs that comes from all the new subs and the shipbuilding program. All of this is incredibly important. The $30 million provided to the construction of the new brain and spinal ward at the Repat Hospital. $551 million going into the Adelaide City deal, the space agency, which is being based in South Australia. The major projects we're investing in across infrastructure in the state. But just on the weekend, we announced our first home loan deposit scheme. Now, this is the aspiration of the greatest number of Australians to get onto that first rung of the property ladder. And what I announced on the weekend was a scheme that will help them do that, can cut in half the time they have to wait to save for their first deposit and to be able to get into that property market and to be able to start realising their dreams and not have to wait, and to do that at a more affordable cost. And we're also going to continue to support them with the tax relief that we've provided specifically for people saving for their first home deposit. Labor's going to put up the taxes on people saving for their first home deposit by $373 million over the next 4 years. We've taken those taxes off, and now we've got a scheme to help them to get their deposit down to as little as 5% rather than 20%, means they can get into their first home sooner. So that's a big change. And but on top of that, obviously, the further increase in funding for hospitals and schools, and particularly for mental health and young people who are combating mental health issues, over $500 million we've invested in our plan to combat youth suicide, and that's expanding the Headspace Network, which includes here in South Australia.
Well, you've answered all my other 300 questions just then, Mr. Morrison. Look, I know that you're very busy at the moment campaigning. You're getting around the place. You're shaking hands. You're kissing babies. You're doing the big debates. You're doing all the interviews. Non-politically, though, what's actually like a little insight into Mr. Morrison's life? What's the hardest part about doing a big campaign like this?
Being away from your kids. I got two young daughters, 9 and 11, and it's pretty hard on them. I haven't seen them much, and over the last 8 months, I've got to say, coming into the job. We, as a family, we understand the commitments that it is in public service, and my family's always come from a family that has always understood that. And I miss my kids, love my kids, like we all do. But I'm looking forward to seeing them a bit more after the weekend. We'll still be busy, of course, but less on the campaign trail.
That's right. Now, I'm not sure if you're aware but of how deeply political we are here on Dylan and Hayley Show on Nova. We are very, very deeply political. So beware, because the big hard questions are about to start right now, Mr. Morrison. Take a deep breath, please. Here we go. Do you like a sausage?
Yeah, I love sausages on bread.
Excellent, because we have invented, you probably have heard about this, it's becoming quite the talk of the town, we've invented a democracy sausage, Mr. Morrison, to encourage people to vote, to celebrate the lucky country that we live in where we do get to have a say.
Yeah.
We have 23,000 of these sausages, they're going to be all around South Australia at the polling booths, and they are chicken parmy sausages.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. Thank you for saying that. That's kind of what we want right now. Mr. Morrison, do we have your official endorsement for our democracy sausage?
Yeah, just a couple of questions, if I may, though.
Yes, sure.
Is the cheese and the sauce on the inside of the sausage or on the outside?
Oh, well, it's on the inside. We don't want anything to fall out and make people slip over, of course.
I mean, because that, you know, it'd get a bit sloppy otherwise.
Yes.
That is good thinking. That's good design. I'd call that good policy design on the democracy sausage. Getting the technical details right. You're across the details. That's what it's about. If you're across the details, you can run the country.
That's what we're all about. I might run for Parliament next year then if I think I've got this right. I can have my sausage party. Mr. Morrison, thank you so much for chatting today. We really appreciate your time.
Lots of fun. Thanks for having me on.
Stealing an alien, Nova.